This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Here's your commercial aviation data point for this Monday. Almost 832,000 people passed through TSA checkpoints yesterday. That's a lot, especially in this coronavirus economy where just about every business that touches on air travel has been hit. Thing is, that 832,000 is way down from the more than 2.5 million people who flew a year ago yesterday. This has been all the most evident with airlines cutting back flights and getting ready to lay off tens of thousands of workers. But spare a thought, would you, for airports? We asked Marketplace's Eric Barris to check in.
Before the pandemic, the Missoula, Montana airport used to handle a couple thousand passengers a day. Then COVID hit. Chris Jensen is the airport director.
You could, you know, walk in and roll a bowling ball through the building and never hit anybody. It was really kind of surreal.
On its slowest day, only 40 passengers passed through the Missoula airport. Now it's back to about half the traffic it had before the pandemic. But that means it's still bringing in a lot less revenue from airline landing fees, passenger use fees, parking. Bob Mann is an industry analyst.
Every time you buy a meal at a terminal restaurant or a newspaper or a magazine at the newsstand or use a rental car, you're paying a fee to the airport.
The trouble is, we're doing a lot less of that these days.
You know, in a nutshell, it's a bloodbath.
And when it comes to stopping the bleeding, airports are pretty much on their own. Essentially, they're their own financial ecosystems. They generate their own revenue, and with a few exceptions,
revenues generated at the airport have to stay at the airport.
That's Janet Bednarik, the author of Airports, Cities, and the Jet Age. Some airports are trying to squeeze more revenue out of operations during the pandemic. At Orlando International Airport, CEO Phil Brown says that means handling different kinds of cargo.
We're looking at it really trying to raise the game, if you will, for cargo to more high-value cargo that needs to be delivered quickly.
So, pharmaceuticals and personal protective equipment, for example, instead of packages for the Postal Service and FedEx. Missoula, Montana's airport took a different approach to weathering the downturn. Director Chris Jensen says it was all about cutting spending.
I don't believe there was a single point in our budget that wasn't impacted. So whether you're talking, you know, office supplies or personnel, we really went top to bottom, left to right, and cut every possible category.
At the end of the day, though, the only way airports are going to recover is if passenger aviation recovers. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.